All right, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is Grimm's Uncanny Valley. We are back with Lust Academy. Let's get going. So, what are we going to do this time? Well, it's not a girl in that one. Let's not waste any time. I'm gonna play with these tits. Just need to open up her bra. Great, it's loose. God damn, they're so tender and firm. The bra is obviously not gonna take itself off, but if I... But if I help it a little bit... Oh yes, I've waited so long for this. Her nipples are so hard. A little bit longer, my pants are gonna burst. It's fucking unbearable. I'm sorry, baby, but I have to do this. Relax and enjoy. Just don't wake up. Yes, yes, yes! Okay. Let's get some other angles. I'm about to come. Brr, that's not even all, babe. So ready, steady. Oh, phew, that was amazing. Oh, I have to clean everything up. Fuck, she's about to wake up. Let's get out of here. What the fuck? What's going on? Oh, baby, just don't turn your head, please. I'm getting out of here. I got so turned on in my sleep that I undressed myself? What the? Was I drooling on my chest? Yes, my sweetie, a whole pint of spit. That was awesome. I poured my cum all over her tits. Spit, ha ha. The perfect end to the day. Next morning. Wow, weird. It's early, but I feel good, like I'm full of energy. Did I finally have a good night's sleep? Never thought I'd get that. I gotta find a good use for all my energy today. And for a student who missed way too many classes because of adventures, any way to spend his energy better than classes? Almost definitely, but not like I have anything else planned. Hello, everyone. Today we have a very interesting lesson. We've been having tons of interesting lessons today. Or lately. We will continue the theme of illusion and protection, but from a different perspective. Today you'll learn how to create your own phantoms. Wow, is she being serious? One day you could find yourself outnumbered by powerful enemies and you'll need a way to escape. Even though it may seem simple, running away is not always the easy option. Unless Phantasma arrives to save the day, creating a duplicate of you close by. With Phantasma, your opponent won't be able to distinguish which one is the real you. Phantasma sounds like something between a ghost and an illusion. I wonder what my double is capable of, or is it just a mirage? What are you thinking about, Grimm? Is it possible to use your duplicate, for example, as a scout? No, it's just a way to throw off your pursuers, especially if there's multiple lookalikes. Surprisingly, the spell requires very little energy, making it invaluable for escaping. While the actual magician is running away, their duplicates distract the adversary. Here is an intriguing question that our most knowledgeable wizards are still debating. Which is a more effective strategy, creating one phantom or multiple phantoms? If there are several doubles, the opponent will know at once that he is being deceived. If the caster managed to hide and then create a duplicate of themselves, the enemy will stay unaware for a longer period of time. But enough talking, I need a volunteer. Something tells me you won't refuse to be one, Grimm. Maybe this could be useful. Better not refuse. I don't hear a response. I'm ready, what do you need me to do? As usual, it takes focus to concentrate your power. I can do that. Can you imagine yourself splitting in two? That's a bit more complicated, but I'll try. Close your eyes this time, so nothing around you can distract you. Imagine that you are inside a protective shell that perfectly fits your body. Then imagine you're exiting this shell and say, Phantasma! Not sure I'll be able to do it the first time, but... Phantasma! Now you can open your eyes and admire yourself. Wow, I'm looking in a mirror. Let's now replicate the results. Attempt to create another double, but without closing your eyes. Concentration, shell, come out of the shell and spell at the same time. Phantasma! Nice, now I can imagine what it'd be like to be a triplet. Do I understand correctly that one double is one spell? If I need multiple copies of myself at once, what should I do? In that case, you'll say Maurice Phantasma instead of Phantasma. Cool, time to give that a try. No, please, you truly don't have to put on a show. I'm afraid our collective mental state can't handle so many of you at once. You can go back to your seat, Grimm. And I'll put your copies away for the sake of my vision. Students, remember how to determine if you're dealing with a double. Throw something at it or touch it like I just did, and the ghostly figure will vanish. That's it for me. You can leave now. I suggest that you practice the spell outdoors in a natural setting. At the same time, learn to get rid of yours and other people's doubles. It won't be an unnecessary skill. That's a good idea. I'll have to give it a try. But who to team up with? Well, creating my own shadow, the concept seems so surreal. How do I know I'm not just a phantom? Hey, handsome, do you have time to talk? Haley? Hi, always for you. Where the hell have you been? Last time I saw you, you were in the wizard tournament, and that was on broadcast. I was starting to worry something was wrong. Oh, Haley, I'm sorry, I've been swamped. Preparations for the tournament have been way more grueling than I thought. And the treatment itself, the tournament, there's no treatment. After the first round, I needed a day to recover. What have you been up to? Oh, I'm sorry, I've just been studying dragon books. Compared to everything you went through at the tournament, it's not much. Don't be dismissive of what you're doing, it's essential information. I'm really worried about the dragon baby, Grim, but there's nothing else in the books. And speaking of it, I know you've had a lot on your plate and you probably had no time, but did you forget that you promised to talk to Sabrina and Martha? No, I didn't. Of course I remembered. Of course I forgot. What kind of friend am I? I'm just on my way to Sabrina's. Oh, that's just great. Find me and tell me everything you learn, okay? Sure. Then I'm off to practice. Thanks, Grim. Bye-bye. Okay, now I really have to go to Sabrina's. Hello, Miss Spellman. Good to see you, Grim. Is there something you wanted to ask me? If you have any questions on today's topic or on a previous one, feel free to ask. What? I can't just come over and say how beautiful you are today? Of course you can, haha. I couldn't help but notice how great you look today. Just as always. Always the charmer. Thank you. And I did come by to ask you something. You have my attention. Let me get closer, but it's not related to class. That's fine. Ask away. I know this has nothing to do with potions, but do you know anything about the location of the dragon's cave closest to the academy? Oh no, please, not you too. What do you mean? I'm getting the impression that everyone's obsessed with dragons. An old friend of mine, Mr. Goldstone, wrote to me recently. He said he wanted to remember the old days of his youth. So he asked to see me. I was prepared for a touching and personal conversation. And what do you know? He spent half the night asking me about their caves. What's worse, he started insistently pushing for information on their locations. That set off some alarm bells for me. Then things got to the point where he asked me about the black market for dragon organs. That's awful. That doesn't actually exist, right? Well, you probably know that selling dragon organs is prohibited by our legislation. Why would anyone sell their organs to begin with? Oh, Grim. Didn't you know how they're used? For brewing alchemical potions? Oh, I didn't know that. Not surprising, but wizards have always found ways to supply them to the black market. Especially for the amount of money to be made. Jesus. That conversation truly scared me. Mr. Goldstone has always been a handsome devil-may-care rogue. He's never one to shy away from dangerous adventures. And now I'm starting to worry that dragon poaching is on the uprise again. When demand for a particular product is high, its price increases as well. The people used to stay out of it, fearing severe legal punishment. They become motivated by big money and they'll resort to underhanded methods. Hey, wait. Why are you even interested in dragons? I hope it's purely for scientific purposes, right? Oh, not entirely. Okay, so Haley and I accidentally found a baby dragon in the woods. We think it was separated from its pack. Wow, really? But how? And what did you do with it? Please tell me you didn't leave it in your dorm. That'd be incredibly disappointing. You know as well as I do that the rules forbid. Don't worry, we take care of everything. Or we took care of everything. We brought the hatchling to the infirmary. And Arthur, of course, already knows about everything. Phew! You know, I think that the hatching is likely from the Cordis Dragon's Cave. It's the closest dragon settlement to the Academy. However, I'm not fond of the idea that you entering a dragon's cave. You're delusional if you think you can waltz in there. Plus, I'm almost certain Arthur wouldn't allow that. But why? What could happen? Meeting a dragon isn't the safest affair, to say the least. It's dangerous, especially for first-year students. Should anything go wrong, you won't have a large catalog of spells to pull from. On top of that, the dragon's land contains ancient magic that wards off unwanted guests. How do the wards work? That's actually rather simple. The entirety of the dragon's land is protected by a magical barrier. Only with the help of a dragon can a wizard pass safely through. What if, hypothetically, a wizard used transfiguration magic and transforms into a dragon? Would that work? Dragon magic is quite primal, so that could work. Well, I'm not 100% certain, but it's highly likely. Oh, I shouldn't have said that. I can already see a glimmer in your eyes. No need to worry, this is all just fascinating. Uh-huh. Nice try, Grim. I know you better than that. You better stay out of these affairs. Meeting poachers could be even more dangerous than meeting dragons. What about the baby dragon? You can't just leave it here at the Academy. I think Arthur can handle it himself. He'll help to bring the baby home. You won't need to worry about it from now on. Oh, somebody's calling me. Can you wait a moment? Sure. Thanks, Sabrina, for telling me about the Cordis Dragon's Cave. But still, I have no idea where it's located. What's more, I still gotta study transfiguration spells. Anyway, there's no point in pestering Sabrina. I guess I still have to stop by Martha's place. Sorry, Grim, that took a little longer than I thought it would. Oh, and class is about to start. I have to go back to work. Okay, thank you for all your help, Sabrina. You're welcome. Damn, kind of sad that I have to miss class, but I have to go to Martha. And here I am again. The lamp is on, so hopefully Martha's at home. It's kind of weird, but I actually miss this place. Heh, I can't wait to see Martha's reaction when she sees me. I don't think she'll be too thrilled, but oh well. You have company. Can't you hear me knocking? Should I knock louder? Hello, anyone home? Knock yourself on the head. Can you wait a second? Oops. Grim, I didn't expect to see you here. Hey, Martha. Sorry to just barge in, but what can I say? I'm kind of used to it. What are you doing here? Is something wrong? Maybe I just decided to stop by, see how you're doing. I know that's not why you're here. Get to the point. You look troubled, and I'm assuming you need my help. But I don't remember having a sign on my door saying free wizard advice. Ha, well, don't just stand there. Come inside, be my guest. I forgot how cozy your place is. I can tell the owner likes being clean and tidy. Thank you. Thank you. Ah. What a cute baby goat. Is that your pet? Harley's not my pet, he's my friend. So, what do you want to talk about? Oh, sorry. The thing is, I'm looking for a way to get into the Corda's Dragon's Cave. Which, I haven't had much luck even finding a place, so I started thinking about someone who could help me. Someone wise, experienced, and intelligent. Like a druid girl lives in the woods. I'm afraid to ask, but why do you even need to go into the cave? What could you possibly want with the dragons there? Decided to drop out of school and become a poacher? A poacher? There's been a lot of them out there lately. They've been poking around up to no good. Oh no, that's ridiculous. Unless you tell me why you need to find Corda's Dragon's Cave, our conversation is done. Alright, it's a long story. And now we have to bring the baby dragon back. Only issue is, I know their caves are protected with a magical barrier. That is true. So, not only do I need to find out where the cave is, I have to figure out how to get inside it as well. Which is why I came here. I have a feeling you can help me. Call it intuition or whatever. How interesting. What is... Oh, it's interesting how easily I can solve all your issues. I won't need to put in really any effort to help you. Really? So you'll help me? Well, I don't know if I'm in the mood to help anyone today. You just said... I'm just thinking out loud. Am I not allowed to do that in my own house? But I could be persuaded. If you make it worth my while, maybe I'll agree to help you. What do you want? Oh, I don't know. Off the top of my head, I'd say a dragon. You're a hatchling specifically. You're joking, right? Nope, I've dreamt of owning one since I was a child. And now I can make that dream come true. Wait, you actually want me to give you that dragon in exchange for your services? Of course, what's the issue? I'm not asking you to give it to me as a gift. I only want to be friends with it, just for a bit. I would, but right now I don't exactly have the dragon with me. I brought it to our infirmary at the academy. Also, Arthur told us to stay out of this. He thinks it's too dangerous for us. I'm already taking a lot of risks. I still don't get it. What's the big deal with selling a dragon? I'm sure it can't be that hard. Okay, this time you're joking, right? I see, you don't trust me, do you? Tell the truth. Jeez, Martha, stealing a dragon isn't a good idea. We'd have to be fast, and as soon as they find out it's missing, they'll want to find whoever kidnapped it. I'd be the top suspect. I can't imagine the punishment would be light, either. You're overreacting. Even if they notice it's gone, what then? They couldn't prove you stole it if you're careful. If you're so scared of a little risk, then you shouldn't have come here. It's fine if you won't do it. That's your choice. Just don't expect me to help for nothing in return. I'm not saying no, okay? The only issue is I'm not alone in this. I'd have to talk to Haley first. Haley? She's your girlfriend, huh? We're adventuring partners. I need to run this by her. Oh, Martha, about the Court of Dragons cave? Are you going to tell me how to get there? Your end of the deal first. When you come back with the hatchling in tow, I'll see what I can do about your problems. Well, who could have any doubts about this? Good luck and see ya! Oh, that lady, I was literally kicked out of her house. Alright, Grim, just try to calm down a little, okay? Being annoyed with her isn't important right now. I have to face the facts. I can't risk my life going to some dragon lair right now. There's too much on the line. I need to save the Founders. And if I tell Haley what I've learned, she'll go there herself. That's way too dangerous. I need to find a way to avoid talking to Haley until I can save Frida. I'm sure Svetlana is capable of caring for the dragon for a few more days. And then we'll bring him home together. Okay, we have reached another day in Lust Academy. That's all we're gonna do for right now. We'll bring you more Lust Academy next week. I am out of here.